Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a pretty significant move in the world of enterprise AI and CRM. Salesforce has recently acquired Convergence.ai. We're basing our discussion on a really insightful article from GetGenerative.ai. And our mission here is to, you know, get past the buzzwords. What does this acquisition really mean for AI in business, especially if you're using Salesforce? What are the key things you need to take away without all the tech jargon?
Yeah, it's moving so fast, isn't it? The whole AI space. And this kind of acquisition, it really highlights how major players like Salesforce are, well, actively grabbing these advanced AI capabilities. They want to beef up what they offer.
Okay, so let's start right there. Who exactly is Convergence.ai? They seem pretty new on the scene, but are already making waves.
That's right. Very new, actually. Founded just April 2024. The founders are Marvin Perdurab and Andy Tolis. They've got strong backgrounds, Cohere, Shopify, places like that. And their main thing, it's developing these autonomous AI agents. Now, these aren't your typical automations, not rule-based stuff.
Right. So when you say autonomous AI agents, what does that actually, you know, look like? The GetGenerative.ai article mentions they handle complex workflows across web interfaces and, crucially, without relying on structured APIs. That sounds, well, pretty different.
It is. Yeah. A big difference. Think about how most software talks today. It's usually through APIs, right? Which can be complex to set up and maintain. Convergence.ai's tech lets these AI agents interact directly with a website's front end, like a person does. So clicking buttons, filling forms, navigating menus, and crucially, they adapt in real time to pop-ups, UI changes, errors, that sort of thing. The article calls it true AI orchestration, which I think is a good description. It's AI that learns and, well, acts in live environments, probably using some sophisticated machine learning under the hood.
Okay, so this brings up Salesforce's strategy. They already had Agentforce in their plan, so why buy Convergence.ai now? What specific gap does this fill? What did Convergence bring that Agentforce maybe didn't have or didn't have yet?
That's really the core question, isn't it? Agentforce was there, yes. But Convergence.ai brings, well, several critical pieces. First, that real-time adaptability we just talked about. That's huge for dealing with the messy, unpredictable nature of real-world web applications. Second, their agents aren't necessarily limited to just Salesforce. They're designed to potentially work across lots of different third-party apps and systems. And then there's the talent. You can't ignore that. Perdurab and Tulis have serious AI chops. And their team, people from DeepMind, OpenAI, Meta, Google, that's a massive injection of top-tier AI expertise right into Salesforce. They likely bought them for the Agentforce idea, but faster and with deeper AI roots.
So it really sounds like this is more than just adding a feature. It's maybe a fundamental shift for Salesforce, moving away from AI that just suggests things like Einstein GPT towards AI that actually, you know, does things
autonomously
across different platforms.
Exactly. Precisely. It's the shift from AI as an advisor, giving you tips, to AI as an actor, carrying out the task. And that's going to have some pretty big implications for anyone using Salesforce.
Okay, let's dig into those implications then. What tangible changes might you, as a Salesforce user, actually start seeing? The article breaks down a few key areas.
Well, the first big one is that AI agents will become much more action-oriented. Less talk, more action, basically. So instead of just saying, hey, you should check this vendor portal for the invoice, the AI agent could actually do it. Log in, find the document, maybe even download it. Or navigate your internal HR system to update an employee's details. It's that direct execution.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like a potential productivity boost. The second point from the article, and this sounds really interesting, is wider app integration without needing APIs as much. Why is that such a, well, a game changer?
Yeah. This tackles a huge pain point for lots of businesses. Integrating different software systems, especially older ones or third-party ones where you don't control the API, it's often really hard, expensive, time-consuming. Because Convergence.ai's agents interact with the user interface like a human, they can often work with systems even if there's no good API available. So imagine automating tasks across, say, legacy systems, partner portals, supplier websites, things that were previously really difficult or impossible to automate smoothly. Think about operations teams filling out complex procurement forms on external sites, or legal teams uploading contracts into multiple repositories, or finance generating compliance reports from various sources. These could potentially become autonomous tasks.
That really does open up a lot of possibilities, especially for companies with, you know, a mix of old and new systems. Now, the article also mentions how this might change things for Salesforce professionals themselves, admins, consultants, developers. How might their jobs evolve? That's a really important piece to consider. It's not just about the tech, it's about the people. as these AI agents start handling more of the, let's say, routine manual configuration or data tasks. Things like maybe data migration prep, sandbox setup, running certain tests, deployment checks. The thinking is that Salesforce pros will shift their focus, move towards more strategic, higher value work, perhaps designing and overseeing these complex agent workflows, becoming like AI orchestrators. Developers might focus more on building really specialized agent capabilities or handling the edge cases the standard agents can't. It's an evolution of skills.
Interesting. So less clicking, more thinking, potentially. The article also touches on Salesforce's wider strategy in the UK. They mentioned a big investment, like $4 billion, and launching an AI center in London. How does buying this London-based startup, Convergence.ai, fit into that bigger picture?
It fits perfectly, really, when you connect the dots. Salesforce is clearly making a big strategic bet on the UK and Europe more broadly as an AI hub. That $4 billion investment, the London AI Center, those are major commitments. So acquiring a promising London AI startup, one with founders connected to the European AI scene, makes total sense. It reinforces their presence, brings in local talent and expertise, and signals they're serious about building a leading AI capability there. It's not just buying code, it's acquiring, you know, vision, leadership, and a foothold in a key market.
Okay, so let's try and blow this down. For you listening, what are the absolute key takeaways? What's the core message you should get from this Salesforce Convergence.ai deal?
Right, the main thing is Salesforce is essentially redefining what Agentforce can do. Expect a much more powerful version. They'll be deeply integrating Convergence.ai's technology. That means we should anticipate a lot more cross-platform automation, automation that doesn't always need those fiddly API connections. It'll interact more like a person. And for Salesforce users, this probably means a faster rollout of useful agent-based features across sales, service, legal ops, finance, back office, lots of areas. The article mentions the deal is expected to close by Q2 of Salesforce's fiscal year 2026.
Yeah.
So this isn't science fiction. It's on the relatively near horizon.
Got it. So the real aha moment seems to be this shift. AI moving from just giving information or suggestions to actively doing things, taking meaningful action across different systems. That feels like it could really change how a lot of businesses work.
Exactly. It really could. And that leads to, I guess, a final thought for you to ponder. If we have truly autonomous AI agents that can interact with pretty much any digital interface, how does that fundamentally change things? Not just CRM, but, you know, the whole nature of digital work, system integration, what new possibilities open up, and what new challenges might arise for businesses, for individuals like you. It's definitely going to be a fascinating space to watch unfold in the coming years.